Well, what's your guys' business name now, or what are you considered as?
Our company name, James, is Local Splash. We're a premier Google partner.
Okay.
So we're located right next to the Google headquarters here in Southern California. It's about as close as you could get to working with Google directly. If you actually called them to set up an ad, they would refer you to one of the Google partners like us to host it for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. My name's John, by the way. I'm the director here. How you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
Busy this time of the year, getting ready for the new year. Everybody's trying to get everything set up before the start of the season here. But I understand you were having a conversation with my representative, Tara, and she kind of flagged me down and said, hey, you know, I think if we can make the pricing a little more affordable for this gentleman, that we may be able to fill the listing with his company. But do you have any questions, like, about the listing or how it actually works, aside from just the cost?
I guess I was just wondering, is there... I guess as long as there's nothing I got to do, like, am I going to have to be going on a computer or something all the time and updating something?
No. We do all the legwork for you. I mean, you got to answer your phone when the customers call in, and we ask that you try to get as good of reviews as you can. You know, just take care of people because, you know, even if we put you up there and your reviews are one star, it's not going to do either of us much good, you know?
Yeah.
So everything you do is under a magnifying glass. If you do good work, then the jobs will continue to trickle in and they'll pick you over the other guys. If you do bad work, then that's going to show and the business will move in the opposite direction. And it's like we put everything on steroids at this point. No. But as far as like building the site, developing all the content, the hosting, you know, we do all of that for you. So we try to make it as simple as possible. We know as the business owner, your plate's already full 99% of the time with other things anyway. Okay. But as far as price, normally our platinum package, it's usually $499. And the reason this package is usually $499 is because we build you a really nice custom website. So we'll actually buy like a domain name for you, develop all the content, do graphic design, build you a top of the line site. And then we have that site attached to the placement on the first page of Google. But what I was thinking I could do if you wanted to come on board with us today is I can get you that platinum package with the site included, but I could reduce the monthly price down to just $299. So that way it saves you about $200 every month compared to the competition. And then I'll lock you in at that rate. So as long as you want to continue to use it, it'll run you that price of about $10 a day. It'll never go back up or change on you.
Okay. Another thing would be, I guess, if I would ever decide I don't want to use that anymore, is it hard to get out of that, or can I just, what does it take to stop using?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're ever unhappy, I like I said, I send all my clients, I'll send it to you right now, too, my direct number and extension. It's a phone call. You know, I don't have a single guy on that first page that doesn't want to be up there. We go month by month for a reason, you know? And if you're ever unhappy, you could discontinue it. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, or any funny business. We just part ways as friends. You'll still keep all your online listings. You just won't show at the top of the search results for your services anymore when you cancel.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But you, all your reviews, everything, your website, you'll still have those things.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, I wasn't sure. So if I would go to put my name on Google.com, does that cost something to you?
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to do a Google verification, right, as a business owner in order to show, like, have your business show. So Google has to, like, verify, you know, that you're an actual company and you're legitimate, or else they won't put you up there and recommend you to people for the services. So we do the Google verification for you. That's why I was saying, even if you just tried it for a month or two and you left it, the bonus is you still have those things. You'll always be Google verified, even if you're not using our service. We don't have to go back and do that again unless you move to like another area or your phone number changes or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's, I guess, something I would probably want to consider, but Is there, I guess, what you would probably need a credit card and everything else to process that monthly, or how would I pay you guys?
Yeah, so if you wanted to sign up today and give it a shot, it would take about 2 to 3 minutes. We'll secure the listing, and then I would need to schedule a client interview either later today or tomorrow, depending on what your schedule looks like. And then we want to interview you, so we'll go over, like, the actual services you provide, the service area that you cover, and then get a general idea on how you'd like your website to come out. And then we'll start working on everything right away.
Okay. Yeah, it would actually work a lot better for me to do all of this tomorrow sometime, if you could even just give me a call later tomorrow.
Mm. Well, we have to secure the listing in order to take it off the board and make sure that it goes to Timberstone Woodworking LLC. So, I could definitely schedule the client interview for later, but pretty much what happens with us as a Google partner is when one of these spots opens up, Google doesn't want an empty space up there. They want to make sure they have somebody to recommend for carpentry work. So they'll give us a list of the companies that they consider qualified businesses for the placement. That's how we got your information. And then it goes to my representatives like Tara, and they just call down that list, kind of first come, first serve, until we fill the spot. Once we fill it, we close out that category and it goes to that business. And then we'll be at our max capacity until one of those guys decides to, like, relocate or discontinue their placement. So it's a waiting game at that point. Last time we had an opening for your service area, it was 10 months ago. So it's about a once-a-year opening that we have, usually.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I think I'd probably like to go with it. It's just, I guess my only thing is, I don't think this is a scam call or anything, but, you know, all these scam calls I get all the time. I guess, is there a way that I can verify that this is, I'm giving my credit card out to, I never heard of your company name. I would have something to look it up. I probably would. And I'm not saying that I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to make sure it's a legitimate business. No, I definitely understand that. So if you go to your text messages, I sent you my direct number and extension.
Okay,
and that number you'll see matches up with the actual business line, and then I'm sending you a link to our Google business profile. So our company, you know, we have over 5,000 reviews accumulated online. We've been in business since 2004. Yesterday was actually our 19-year anniversary as a company. Yeah, so we've been around for a while. Google was founded in 96, and then we were established in 2004, and we've been around ever since. So, I mean, there's thousands and thousands of reviews online from business owners that have used us.
All right, well, I can't actually text on this phone, but if you could maybe even just contact me through email or something. I have an email address, but this phone doesn't text.
Yeah, are you able to get to the email now?
I actually can't get to my email now, but I might just still go through with the with that. I just want to, you know, if you send me that email over, I could check that out later on tonight.
Yeah, and also another thing, too. So, like, if you do decide, hey, okay, let's pull the trigger on it, we send you everything in writing. Like, you get an invoice receipt, outline of the agreement in writing, sent to your email as well. And if you felt it was fraudulent, I mean, it's 2023. It's not fraudulent, right? But you're more protected nowadays with using your card than you would be if you did a cash transaction. I mean,
it's so easy
to go to your bank and just reverse the transaction if you really felt that way. But I think you'll love
it. I understand that.
Yeah, it's an essential part of your company nowadays, especially moving into.
Yeah, I understand. I just, you know, I don't know. I just wanted to make sure, but I think I want to go through with that.
Yeah, we're legit. Might There's well. Over 400 people here, James. I've been here 10 years myself, so I would never risk us, you know, doing anything crazy. I'm not that kind of person.
Yeah.
I got a family to provide for, so one bad account would definitely would kill my life to go to jail.
Yeah.
So, all right, so I'm gonna create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed for Timberstone Woodworking LLC. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so 518-925-4341 is the best phone number for the customers and I to reach you, correct?
Yep.
Okay, and what's your last name, James?
It's Byler, B-Y-L-E-R.
Okay, and you're the sole owner?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a business email address where I could send everything in writing, as well as all my contact information?
Probably as of now, the best email I have. I don't have a actual business email address set up yet, but the best one that, or the one I use a lot is would be my first and last name, jamesbyler99@gmail.com.
Byler99@gmail. Yeah, and this isn't something that we'll have displayed, like, for the customers to email you. We want your customers to call you, but this is just more for me to send over everything in writing, your invoice receipt. You'll actually be able to write that off here at the beginning of the year, or at least this first month. And then my contact information. We also have 24/7 customer service, too. So even if it's, like, after hours, if you call in, you know, there's always a representative available to help you with the profile. And then I'll be here walking you through most of it. So around the time they let me know, like, your Google PIN comes in the mail, I'll touch base with you and say, hey, can you check your mailbox? I need that little 5-digit number off the back of that card there. All right. And then how would you like the hours of operation for your business listed?
Probably 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. I have it on the other. Saturdays probably more like 7 to 12, Sundays closed.
Okay. I'm going to repeat this back to you, okay? So I got 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. I got 7 a.m. to 12 noon on Saturday, and then I have Sundays closed.
Yep, that works.
Okay. And then you can accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I can't accept cards, just cash or checks.
Okay, no cards. All right, submit. Okay, and Google has a business address for you here. Is a 423 White Road in Sharon Springs, New York. Is that accurate?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Can you receive mail there?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to send a little postcard. And then is there, do you want me to hide this street address online?
Probably might as well, because I don't really have an office. Is that something I can change in the future?
Yes, absolutely. Like I said, I'll be here to assist you, and we have 24/7 customer service. Anytime you want to call in, if you want to change it and make it visible or update with a new address, like you got a brick and mortar, just call in.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't really have a small office, home office right now. That's about all I have, so.
It's pretty common. My grandfather, he lived out in Big Bear. I don't know if you know about California, but it's like the most mountainy area. They got all those giant redwood trees and stuff.
Yeah,
but he was a carpenter out there, and same concept. He did it all from home. He had his whole workshop in his garage, big old garage, and everybody knew him on the mountain for that. He could make bears, bird houses. He could do custom cabinets, anything that had to do with wood, you know. So
yeah.
I remember, yeah, he used to yell at me because I used to cut up stuff when I was a little boy and with his little bandsaw.
Yeah.
I'd always be sticking stuff through the bandsaw. Almost cut my finger off one time. But no, we can hide your street address. That's no problem. You don't have to worry about people coming there. That's actually fairly common for your industry to do business from home. And then if you ever grow it, you know, we can always put the brick and mortar location, but I'll have it hidden. So on your listing, it will still say like Sharon Springs, New York, 13459. I just won't have the street address. Okay.
All right.
All right. And then we're going to build you a website. Do you have pictures of work that you've done in the past?
I do have some here and there, yeah.
Okay. You have like a logo for the company at all?
I actually don't have a logo set up yet. I just wasn't really sure where to go to get one yet. That's one thing I was working on yet.
Okay. I'll include it for you. I'll make sure it's we're not breaking any copyright laws, but we're going to want to pick your brain just to get a general starting point on what you want for your logo, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I said needs help with logo. The before and after photos, we'll have you send those in at your earliest convenience. Are you tech savvy enough to kind of email over some photos to us? You could be honest with me if you're not. I remember you asking earlier. Okay. I remember you asking earlier, like, how much am I going to have to do on the computer? But and usually we don't want you doing much of anything, but the photos, you know, the only way we could get those is if you send them in or have somebody send them in on your behalf. Okay. All right, James. All right, so I have your business profile created. For the client interview typically takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete it. I do have some times available today, or we could schedule it for tomorrow. What works best for you?
Probably tomorrow sometime. I'm not sure what our time difference is, but...
It's 3 hours. So the earliest I could do tomorrow is 7 a.m. our time, which is 10 a.m. your time. And then the latest that I could do would be 6 and 7 in the afternoon.
Okay.
So between 10 and 7.
Well, we could maybe go with 10 or 10:30, somewhere around there would probably work the best for me.
Okay. I'll schedule it between 10 and 11. I'll send you a calendar invitation, and then I'll have an automated text message reminder. Oh, you don't text, though, right?
No, I don't.
Okay. So you'll get a call. It'll be an auto call at 9 a.m., and it's just going to remind you, like, hey, you client interview with Local Splash here in 1 hour. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. When you answer it, it won't be like an actual person. It'll just say, hi, we're calling with Local Splash to remind you about your client interview and 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's like a recorded call.
All right.
Okay. And it'll be like, press 1 if this still works for you. And then it says if it doesn't, you press 2, and then it'll send you to a answering, or like one of my reps to answer, and then you could always reschedule it if that time doesn't work for you anymore.
Okay.
Okay. Save. Update. All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, James, how did you want to do that?
Probably credit card.
Okay. And is this card going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
It's actually just under my name.
Okay. So just James Pyler. And there's no middle initial on the card?
Yeah, there's H.
H. Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to? 423 White Road?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, I'm ready for you.
It's 5178.
5178.
0582.
0582.
3013.
3013.
9555.
9555. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
That's 0725.
07 of 25, and then there's a little three-digit code on the back.
456.
456, okay. And then I'm going to walk you through this voice verification. If I say anything that you don't agree with, you stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. You're on a recorded line, James. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Timberstone Woodworking.
Thank you. And your company is an LLC, correct?
Yes.
All right. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
James Byler. And I guess the title, but I'm not sure.
Owner.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wasn't sure what,
Owner, CEO, boss. And we just want to make sure that this next question applies with the last one. So it says, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Timberstone Woodworking LLC.
Yes.
Okay. Now, it does state here, to get results as fast as possible, James, it's important that you're involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. Obviously, you want to make sure you're answering the phones, so that way we're not missing any customers coming through. But if I do notice that you're missing a lot of them, I'll kind of circle back with you and see what's going on there. We have a tracking system, too, that'll kind of save their information so that we're not missing your opportunities. And then it says here, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you're starting from scratch on your Google business profile, but you're not binded to a contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's December 18th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've also included a custom website design for you at no additional charge, and I've waived all additional fees affiliated with your campaign. Now, when your term is completed or that first month is up, your agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 18th day, but you'll keep that discounted price of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It states here you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, try to contact us before the next billing due date, so like before the 18th of the following month, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment. You're going to get a confirmation email that's going to come through. It'll say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. It'll have a full outline of the agreement in writing with the pricing structure, all the products and features we're providing for your company, the billing date, and the cancellation policy. At the bottom, it'll ask you to sign off on that. If you're having any trouble with it, we could jump on tomorrow. Do you think you'll be near a computer tomorrow at 10 by chance?
No, I'll probably just have access to like a tablet or something. I'll have a tablet with me, but that's probably it.
Okay. I just want to make sure that we can get like photos from you, and then obviously make sure that, you know, you could see that you have the full service agreement and the receipt, because we don't send you the receipts like paper form. It's all digital, and this is considered a business expense, so you could actually write this off. I know you're, I know you probably want as many write-offs as you can get as a business owner. You know, I know how it is with New York and the taxes and everything. It's crazy. It's almost as bad as California.
Yeah.
So that's considered a business expense, so they'll actually reimburse you for this first month's payment here, just on the, you know, the turn of the new year. So. But other than that, you know, you're good to go as of right now. So I want to thank you for signing up, officially welcome you aboard. I sent over my direct number and extension, as well as our customer service line is attached to every, email and text that you get from us. I know you don't have the text messages, but, every email that you get from us. If you ever have any questions, comments, or concerns, actually, James, I would just feel a lot more comfortable if you can grab a pen and paper. Can I just have you write it down since you don't get the text messages?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, so my name's Jonathan. I go by John, like the Bible, J-O-H-N. And then the last name is Hill. The last name's Hill, H-I-L-L. And then the company name is Local Splash. So it's L-O-C-A-L, like people in your area. And then Splash, like water. So John Hill, Local Splash. And then the phone number is 877-635-6225.
All right.
Okay. And that'll call in directly. Yeah, if you hit extension 1, that'll give you a live operator right away. So it'll say, oh, if you know the extension, you just press 1, and then you can ask for me directly, or you could just tell that representative right away. We're all Google certified reps right here next to the Google headquarters, and we have the caller ID system hooked up to our computers here. So we'll already know it's you right away, James. I mean, you could just say, hey, change this, and they'll know exactly what to do and who it is.
Okay.
But if you need anything or if you have questions, comments, or concerns, don't hesitate to call. I want to make sure that everything works out for you. But like I said, once we have it up and running after this first week here, it's just really about being responsive to the calls and taking care of people, which I'm sure ain't going to be a problem for you.
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your evening, and then I'll circle back with you tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. You have a good one. I'll talk to you soon.
You too. Thanks, Mike.